All right, WGR 768 AM broadcasting live in the Fisher Building in Midtown. With I'm the co-host. He's the host. I'm about to say with my co-host.
That's okay. That's
Lloyd right. Jackson. Pleasure to be
you
here.
In the big chair today.
How about that, man? I'm going to get me an agent after this. All right, we're blessed to have Dr. Kenyatta Snap with us, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Daybo Detroit. Welcome to the show, Dr. Snap.
Good morning, Reverend. How are you?
I'm good. So we have really developed a robust workforce development program at Daybo Detroit, blessed to be funded with some money from Amazon, from Gilbert Family Foundation. Kind of tell us what we're trying to do with people who really need to be able, by the way, with rising rents, to also have more competitive pay.
So what we're looking to do, it's an economic mobility initiative. And really, we're trying to drive the opportunity for individuals to connect to work, to be able to be equipped with better skills, and really just help Detroiters out, because we understand that it's not only a wage gap, it's a skill gap. And so we're hoping to fill that.
Doctor, you know, people hear the title Chief Operating Officer and think about logistics and administrative strategy. But at an organization like Daybo Detroit, you know, your role is really deeply tied to the people. And sometimes people see operational strategy and grassroots community advocacy as two different worlds. But how do those two areas kind of intersect to make real social change possible?
So the social change happens because we don't only want things to look good on paper. We want things to look good on people. And so we endeavor to be all things to all people according to their needs, and everybody from the person that's at the front desk to the CEO to the COO really work to make sure that we make that happen.
That's very interesting. You know, you know you got the right person when they start quoting you, just kind of sneak stuff in there. All things to all people according to their need. I got that from Roy Kelvin Nichols, First African-American bishop in United Methodist Church, placed me at Bethel United Methodist Church at 21 years of age.
Wow.
And that was his adage. That was his thing. There's no reason for us to ever turn anyone away. So when you talk about that, Dr. Snap, kind of give us a vertical slice. And by the way, kudos to Gilbert Family Foundation, which also enables us to be able to fund the college fair where people get free scholarships. But if you had to give a vertical slice, just walk us down that street and what those services look like.
Sure. So it is an integrated workforce and academic ecosystem. And we are combining industry-recognized training, career navigation, health support through Premier Quality Health, employer partnerships, and entrepreneurship. So if a person comes in, immediately they are assessed for our intake process. We determine whether or not those individuals have deeper needs beyond what they're coming in for. So it could be workforce ecosystem, but it could just be something to eat. And once they receive that support, we then give them a soft handoff. They will either go to WCCC. They could potentially go into one of the other career and vocational tracks. They could also get their GED. We assist with utility assistance. We also assist with making sure that throughout the tenure or time with us, we're able to support that person with all of the needs that he or she needs to go from a place of crisis to sustainability and self-sufficiency in that space.
I know, Dr. Snap, Daybo has been serving Detroit since 1979, started by the Reverend Horace Sheffield's father, Horace Sheffield Jr., who was an automaker, a journalist, a labor leader, a broadcaster, a civil rights advocate. What part of that legacy speaks to you personally?
I would say all of it. I think that Horace Sheffield II is a pillar and really in terms of a person that wants to really get into social justice, but a person who wants to get into leadership and agency and advocacy for the people. It's definitely one to be studied, not just in the city of Detroit, but really could be a class that could be held to help show people and position them to be better leaders for people in society.
I think one of the things that people miss is we can be an organization that advocates for people of color and intercede for them, but also build relationships with all kinds of communities, all kinds of segments. Can you kind of talk about the broad scope of the interactiveness between us and others to actually improve the life of the folks that come to us?
You know, Rev, I'm thinking back during COVID when the Arab community would only come to Debo to get their COVID shots. And they bypassed so many other agencies, but they came to the West Side, little small building on Grand River, because they trusted us. And one of the things that I think we do well is building trust in the community, not just for black people, but for other people of color. And we've had a few white folks to come in too, to get the same support, because they get to get it with dignity. They get to get it in a place that is personable, and they get to get it in a place that shows true care.
And Dr. Snapp, you know, how important is it to engage our young folks, our young Detroiters, in community leadership and civic involvement to ensure that Debo's work continues for another 40 years?
I would say another 140 years.
Just do it.
Just do it. I think it's important to engage the youth, because ultimately we have to build the capacity around them and engage them in the space to help them understand why this work matters and why they matter, so that we can have longevity in this book of work, and so that the needs of the community won't just stop with Horace L. Sheffield III, but will continue. So to build some additional leaders to come behind him is something that's going to be optimal so that we can continue to thrive in this city.
Well, just to wrap it up real quick, you mentioned Premier Quality. Talk about our health, our mobile health. We got about maybe a minute. Because we do also provide free health services.
We provide 100% free health services through our partnership with Premier Quality Health, led by family nurse practitioner Isha Price. 100% free health. We don't ask any other. And we
provide.
Also, persons can come inside of the clinic and get free health care.
Right. And then we have a mobile thing that Kenyatta also assists with. Well, we actually have mobile health where Isha and our other medical professionals go out to senior buildings, to community centers, and provide those same services. So,
Dr. Kenyatta Snapp, thank you so much for being here on JR Morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. And coming up, the 45th annual March of Dimes Golf Classic at Indianwood Golf and Country Club is today, and we'll be speaking with the Executive Director of Market Impact for the March of Dimes, Stephanie Wirth. That's next at 7:35 on JR Morning.